I've got a couple of quick snippets of stories. One is to tell you that not all urban legends are false. Everybody's heard about how Dr. Charles Bunnell, who was president of the university, gardened all the time and would frequently be found by someone gardening out there. I was down visiting an aunt, actually a distant cousin of mine recently, and she was showing me pictures of her trip to Alaska in 1939. And she came here in 1940 because the war started in Germany and in Europe in 39. And they had just graduated from nursing school and they came up here. And she was showing me these pictures. And then she had this picture of the campus of the university. I thought, how neat. And she says, you know, we were looking because we had just got out of college. We were interested in this college. We drove out on the road from town. We had a flat tire. We've got to go into Kramer's Dairy and get it fixed. And this nice guy came out and fixed the flat tire for us. And telling the whole long story, and she got up to campus, and then they didn't find anybody except this one guy out there tending these flowers on his knees. And so she says, I went up and tapped him on the shoulder, and he kind of turned around and said, well, we're looking for Dr. Bunnell. We want to know something about the university. And he stood up and wiped his hands off and said, I'm Dr. Bunnell. And I'd always heard these stories about Dr. Bunnell, but until I talked to my cousin just recently, I didn't realize that these stories could actually be true. Anyhow, one day we were out at the rocket range, and we had a countdown coming down. I was in Fort Yukon. If you see the slideshow, you'll see me in that one out there. And we had Hugh Anderson launching a rocket. Normally, rockets were launched only during the dark of the moon. But Hugh Anderson had a clever idea. Instead of using the magnetometer to tell the orientation of the rocket, he had a lunar aspect sensor. He was way ahead of his time. And so that meant we launched in the full of the moon. But it also meant that we worked 6 weeks continuous without a break, because you had 2 weeks of moon down, you had a couple of rockets, and then normally you had a break, and then a moon down again, you had 2 weeks of work. But we had 2 weeks of work in between when the moon up. We weren't very happy going back to, well, actually never leaving Fort Yukon and getting a break. So he was out there, and we're ready to launch the rocket, and the aurora was coming down slow, and he was calculating where the aurora was and how soon it would be there, and everything was working out. And part of the checklist was, is you're supposed to check the sky. Well, I was watching on the meridian scanning photometer, and you could see when it's clouding up because the blue light starts getting absorbed right away, and I was reporting clear skies. We got down to about 90 seconds where you open the clamshell on the rocket, and there was a, you know, clear skies. Fort Yukon check in. Paul Cloutier, who was up in this big 5-foot dome, looks up and says, the moon's gone. Must be cloudy. Hold the comp. Everything stopped. Everybody went around this stuff. I'm looking at my instruments. My instruments are telling me it's clear, but I'm one story below him. And pretty soon we hear this shouting coming on the net in our earphones coming from Poker Flat. Merritt Helfrich says there's a total eclipse of the moon tonight. We came so close to launching a rocket into a total eclipse of the moon that the moon had to be there in order to make the experiment successful. They had stacks of computer printouts on hand trucks. Because you didn't have computers you could move around in those days, where everything was plotted out, except for eclipses.